Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen. Remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah, of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well...
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
Oh, yeah. Bet online. It's bet online and betonline.ag, baby. Bet online is definitely the only place on the internet you need to go when it comes to sports and sports information and sports betting, okay? Not to mention, they have all of your favorite casino games right there 24 hours a day. Multi-hand blackjack, poker, roulette, all of it. It's all right there. BetOnline.ag, one of the sponsors I'm most proud of. They work very hard to make sure that Mikey Likes You comes your way. So if you have anything in your brain that leads you to want to be interested in sports, you have to go to BetOnline.ag. Do it for me, my friends.
Hey, and welcome back to another episode of Great News, where we give you positive stories to kind of counterbalance the negative news that you get 24/7 from TV and radio and everywhere else. I'm Kevin Ryder. This is Mike Catherwood. Mike, why should people subscribe to this
because podcast? You are inundated with ratings-driven news that is all negative. They focus out on the negative stuff. They filter out all the beautiful things that humans are doing, and this will make you feel better about humans and better about yourself. And Kevin and I want the money.
Yeah, sure. Mike does an intro now, and I would like to request that he do it in the style of the Beach Boys.
Well, it is an intro. Yeah, it's an intro. Kevin and Mike are here to give you great news. It's an intro, yeah, it's an intro. Say hello to happy goodbye to the blues, oh yeah.
Very nice.
Thank
Very
you.
Nicely done.
Every once in a while, I pull one out.
Yes, every once in a while. My next story is about a woman getting married who has a 12-year-old daughter named Ariana. And Ariana... steps up in the middle of her mom's wedding. So her mom is getting married to this guy. And she steps up in the middle of the wedding and hands the man, the groom, an envelope. Ooh. Watch this story.
Okay.
Weekend Morning Boost. Joe is back with that.
Yes, this one comes with tissues or hanky, whichever you prefer. It's a bit of a tearjerker. It all starts when 12-year-old Ariana steps up on the altar when her mom is about to get married. Watch what happens after she hands an envelope to the groom.
I waited 2,555 days for this moment. Frank, my dad.
Oh. Ariana said that is the number of days she has felt like Frank Tyson was her father. Mom Tia said everyone at the wedding knew the request was coming except one person, Frank. Helps explain his choked up reaction. The family is now waiting on a court date to make it official. I call that a proposal within a wedding.
Oh, I love that. That is emotional. Yeah.
You just realize it's not just the connecting of two people. It's the connection.
It's the connection of the family. Yes.
God damn it, Kevin. God damn it, 12-year-old girl. That's beautiful. That's pure and just amazing. God, I love that.
And that the mom is willing to share the spotlight with her daughter is also great, you know?
Yeah. I agree. I mean, that's clearly her moment. And mm-hmm. and what a God, for the next who knows how long, what a world beater that guy must feel like. You know, woman, this young woman who's not his biological daughter would think too. At the age where it's really difficult to do shit like that.
Yes.
She thought
also counting days since she met him. 2,555 days I've waited for this.
I don't think I could do that. Like, literally, I don't think my brain would work. If people ask me, they're like, when did you start working with Kevin and Bean? I'd be like, I don't know. I couldn't count years, let alone days. I'd be like, I don't know.
Well, she's clearly smarter than the both of us.
Yeah. That's a given. All right. Let me remind myself of what the next story is for me. Oh, yes. Okay. So parents and kids, it's amazing. You know, if you're a parent, you out there and you're watching, Kevin and I are both parents. You it's just so special the way you love your kids and hopefully vice versa. But then they get to an age where you both kind of understand that you love each other, but every once in a while, it's like, okay, I need a break. I'm sure it's just like a marriage. You just like, I'm so happy that your life is good and I will do anything for you, but I'm going my way. And the kids feel that. I remember being a teenager.
Sure, of course.
Love my parents. But I was like, I'm going to go be with my friend. This guy is celebrating his birthday. He looks to be about 50, I would say, you know, somewhere in there. He's a grown ass man and he's got grown ass kids. Mm-hmm. He's spending his birthday in Hawaii and his son, teenage son, surprises him and watch his reaction.
Oh no. He's not happy.
And then,
happy birthday to you.
What the fuck? And then,
happy birthday to you.
What the fuck?
Oh, can you imagine being that kid? Although I would say the kid probably is thrilled that the dad gave him that reaction.
He knew that's teenager. What he wanted. Yeah. You don't do that. If you think you're going to get like, oh, hi, buddy. How are you? He did that. He was busting his dad's balls. And that is
yes.
The best.
That's fantastic.
Because honestly, you as a parent, Kevin, and your kids have gotten to that age where you yes. know that that reaction means like they really love each other.
Yes,
you know, there's no, you know what I'm saying? That's, but
it's, and they would go to the ends of the earth to get that reaction out of him.
Oh, I watched that. When I pulled that clip, I watched it 30 times and laughed.
He's so disappointed. All right. My next story is about a 5-year-old Dallas boy who had a teddy bear that he had grown up with since the day he was born. He sleeps with the teddy bear and he's 5. And they go on a trip and they leave the teddy bear in a Milwaukee airport. Oh. And so he's brokenhearted. He's back in Dallas. He's upset. And watch the lengths that people went to get this little boy's teddy bear back to him. It's very heartening that people would do that much. He lost his teddy bear at the Milwaukee Mitchell International Airport.
Slept with it every night, so it has a huge sentimental value to it. And like I said, when we got back home, he literally cried the entire flight home and got back and was still, you know, pretty upset about it.
Teddy bear was lost and found in January. In February, the airport started making social media posts about the bear to find its owner. The posts went viral and reached the bear's family. Southwest Airlines flew Ezekiel and his dad into Milwaukee. And Ezekiel was reunited with his bear on February 15th.
Thank you all so much for just the support online. This would not have been possible without the millions of people.
Isn't that
beautiful,
crazy?
Man?
Just listen, everybody has a lost and found. Every business has a lost and found. So for them to really go the extra mile and make sure that they put it out on social media and it takes wings and it becomes viral. And then they finally end up flying the kid to Milwaukee to get his bear back. That's amazing.
And look, that is a great example of a great news story that just shows like people really are loving and caring.
Yes.
by, you know what I'm saying? It's really kind of sad that we are inundated with so much information showing that people aren't, because that, look, that does drive ratings. It's not, you know, I'm not pointing fingers, but
no, but you do get the idea that everyone sucks and yeah. This world sucks. And that's just not true.
It's just simply not true. I actually, I was watching that clip and some of the subtitles were off. Did you see that? He said he cried all night and yes. Said it wrote pride, you know, machines. I was texting Ali McKay, mm-hmm. you know, our mutual friend the other day. And, I kept trying to write, I can't believe, and my phone auto-corrected cunt like 11 times. And I'm like,
oh, why what is your this phone such a dick?
I'm like, what does this say about me? Like that my phone digitally gotten this.
It's predictive based on the past, Mike.
And that's my text. I don't exactly.
One day you do. Clearly no,
one
do.
Day. One day I took my, laptop to my parents' house to do some work. And I was at my parents' house. They lived on the other side of Los Angeles. And I was doing some, and my dad had to go to an event at Annandale Golf Course in Pasadena.
Right.
And he, since I had my, he's like, can you Google Annandale, get the direction, blah, blah, blah. And I had to type it 15 times because I put A-N and it went to anal whores, anal this. Now, my laptop, I go, listen, I earned this. Okay, I get it. I totally understand how you, Google, can assume that that's what I was looking for. I'm not trying to cover my, I'm not texting the C word all that frequently right. To the point that it was, just saying.
Your phone is a dick. That's what we're finding out.
Chances are, if you're listening to this podcast, you're interested at least somewhat in weight loss. So before we continue the show, I wanted to talk a little bit about Noom. Noom really understands that everyone's weight loss journey is very unique, and what works for someone else isn't going to necessarily work for you. So Noom's approach adapts to your lifestyle. It's flexible, focuses on progress, not perfection, allowing you to work toward goals at the pace you're comfortable with. So start building better habits for a healthier, long-term result that you're looking for. Sign up for a trial at Noom. That's Noom.com/BLEAV. Believe. That's what I'm talking about. Again, that's Noom. Noom.com/BLEAV. All right. Personalized lessons to help you gain confidence and practical knowledge, one-on-one coaching, and a cognitive behavioral approach that teaches you how to be mindful about your habits. Come on, now's the time. It is Noom.com/believe. That's Noom.com/believe. All right, Kevin. So I know you're going to go right to, well, you're just a meathead. Stop it. We don't want to see any workout videos, Mike. This is great Mike news.
It's not just 24 hours a day.
Yes. We don't want to see any knockouts or weightlifting. Okay.
Right.
I understand that. Okay. But this I thought was beautiful. And you got to take into consideration everything that went into this, besides just the effort from this young man, the people that were there for him, that the amount of not just physical strength, but the amount of like cognitive capacity it takes to get good at a certain skill. Here is a young man, very young man with cerebral palsy, deadlifting double his body weight. Check it out.
Wow.
Now, when you weigh 99 pounds, as it points out in the clip, and you can deadlift 200 pounds, that's really good. And you could see him as he's doing it, his limbs, he's having a hard time even controlling it. And you got to really think to have cerebral palsy.
Because that controls your muscles, doesn't it?
Right. So this was extreme amounts of work. From not only him, but the coaches and everything. It's just, I thought that was fantastic. And you can see how freaking happy he is, man.
And I like that everybody in the gym was stopped what they were doing and was cheering.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah.
It was like right there for him. That was exciting.
Yeah.
All right. The next one is one of the cutest videos I've ever seen. This is a big brother. And by big, I mean, what is he? 4, 5, maybe. But this is the first time he's saying hi to his little sister. Huh. And watch and listen closely because it's very touching.
She can't talk back, but she knows what you're saying.
Yeah, you can talk. You can say whatever you want to her.
Okay.
Isn't that sweet?
Come on.
I really wanted the kid to say, sorry for all the snot. I'm sorry. I apologize for that.
I'm really sorry for my boogers, but I love you.
Isn't that sweet? He doesn't know what to say, so he just hugs.
I've had some serious sinus problems, and I've had to say the same thing to my wife. I get it. That's beautiful, man. God, yes. That's awesome. All right. Check this out. You get wrong numbers, right? You get wrong.
They drive me crazy. Numbers.
Okay. I do. I don't get it too frequently, but I get actually more frequently texts from people that's the wrong number than I do calls, right? So this guy's chilling home with his family. His wife's away, but he's sitting there with his kids, and he gets this text. Check it out, this picture. So this guy gets the pictures, right, from of the girl in the dress. Let's show the next slide. He doesn't know this person. Okay, so he just gets these two pictures. And it's clearly like a very nice looking woman, but she's getting, I think, approval. So he writes back instead of like wrong number, he writes, I believe this message was intended for someone else. My wife isn't home, so I couldn't get her opinion. But the kids and I think you look stunning in your dress. You should definitely go with that one. And then he sends this picture back to her. And it's just the whole family giving her the thumbs.
That's fantastic. How many kids does he have?
Seriously, this is like a Duggar. But I also want to point out, can we go back to the final clip, the last clip?
The thumbs up.
They live in Smashville, and that is also what I call my bedroom. And I just want to point out that it's a little – they live in Smashville. That's all.
That's all. You just want to make a note of it.
Yeah. Cute kids, man.
Yes, they are. All right. For our outro, Mike, I would like you to do it as the great Weird Al.
Well, okay. That's a tough one. Because Weird Al is always doing impersonations of other artists.
Right. But he has an accordion. Can you make it sound like you have an accordion?
Jesus Christ.
No, okay.
Tom Morello? Weird Al. I love Weird Al, by the way.
Same.
It's an outro! I don't know. I can't do this one, man. Because I'm trying to think of like Weird Al doing Kurt Cobain or Weird Al doing Coolio. You know, and it's like,
how about Metallica?
Ooh, yeah.
Or Talica, as Marx calls it.
Ooh. It's an outro. Ooh. It's an outro. Ooh. Say hello to the happy goodbye to the blues. Kevin and Mike are here to give you great news.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
I need the charcoal mask. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink? This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera.
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.
If you have kids or pets, you know stains and odors in your carpet and upholstery are inevitable. But the experts at ChemDry can help. ChemDry removes odors and stubborn stains by sending millions of carbonating bubbles deep within your carpet. ChemDry lifts dirt, urine, and stains to the surface to then be extracted away, giving you a cleaner and healthier home. Call 1-800-CHEMDRY or visit ChemDry.com to connect with your local ChemDry and learn about special offers in your area. That's 1-800-CHEMDRY or visit ChemDry.com today.